This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made part of decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country, and this is the need of the hour to give them due representation in policy-making.
विकसित भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं हैं। हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में साथ में सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने ये समय की मांग है.
Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during the discussion on three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The three bills are Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, the Delimitation Bill, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. The Prime Minister stated that no one should operate under the arrogant illusion that they are magnanimously giving something to the women of India as it is their right. He emphasized that the entire political establishment is collectively guilty of withholding this right for decades, making this bill a necessary act of atonement. The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country. In a brief intervention during the discussion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah rejected the apprehensions of the opposition regarding reduction in number of Lok Sabha seats in southern states after delimitation exercise. Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav said his party supports women's reservation. He, however, questioned why such an important bill is being brought in a hasty manner, adding that it should be introduced only after the completion of the latest census drive. Earlier today, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal introduced the 131st Constitution Amendment Bill and the Delimitation Bill in the Lok Sabha. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. Mr. Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the government is working to give political justice to women. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation, but it should be simplified and not linked with delimitation. Participating in the debate, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra questioned the centre's decision to link the implementation of the Women's Reservation Law to a future delimitation exercise. The field operations for the House Listing and Housing Census, or HLO, in the first phase of Census 2027 have commenced across multiple states and union territories today. The exercise is underway in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Orissa and Sikkim, along with NDMC and Delhi Cantonment Board areas in the national capital from today. The exercise will be carried out over a 30-day period till the 15th of next month, during which trained enumerators will undertake house-to-house visits for data collection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent or LOI on cooperation in military affairs, and an LOI on joint working group on counter-terrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi said that India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation, and sustainability. Austrian Chancellor Dr. Stocker termed his visit to India as a milestone for Austria-India relations. Dr. Stocker also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation, they discussed the West Asia situation and agreed on the need to urgently restore safety and freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tonight. Chasing 196 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 7 wickets in hand and 21 balls to spare. Earlier, Mumbai Indians were 195 for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.